This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McLean. Russia and the United States now blame one another for abandoning a landmark arms control agreement on missiles, with Moscow warning of a new arms race and the Trump administration demanding details of a recent mysterious explosion that killed five Russian nuclear engineers. Russia called Thursday's Security Council meeting following the U.S. test of a missile ban for more than 30 years by the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. The deputy Russian ambassador rejected what he called American hypocrisy, saying the August 18th U.S. test so soon after the expiration proved the U.S. had violated the treaty. Said virtually from the first day of exiting the IMF treaty, American officials have begun to make threats and statements. Acting U.S. Ambassador Jonathan Cohen countered that Russia's deployment of multiple ground-launched cruise missiles that could hit critical European targets violated the treaty.
We're here today because the Russian Federation preferred a world in which the United States continued to fulfill its INF treaty obligations, while the Russian Federation did not.
Both countries withdrew from the pact August 2nd. U.S. President Trump is scrapping a plan to cut billions in foreign aid. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Since taking office, the Trump administration's tried each year to slash foreign affairs spending by up to 30%, with lawmakers on both sides rejecting it each time. The president's tried again and now given up on cutting some $4 billion in aid Congress had already approved. A senior administration official says the president was looking to cut what he saw as wasteful spending. Lawmakers disagreed. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump and the other G7 leaders plan to focus on the world economy when they open their annual summit this weekend. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
When President Donald Trump and other leaders of the world's most industrialized nations open their annual G7 summit in France this weekend, they'll be discussing the global economy at President Trump's request. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow.
We think it's high time that we had a good group discussion of the allies regarding how to promote economic growth and prosperity.
Globally, economic growth has slowed. Germany, the biggest economy in Europe, is showing economic weakness, and China, which has the world's second-largest economy, is going through a pronounced slowdown. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A United Nations spokesperson said Thursday that the organization is very concerned about the most recent forest fires in the Amazon. Speaking in New York, Stephane Dujarric said that dull forests were essential for the health of the entire world.
We're very concerned about these fires, both, I think, for the immediate damage that they're causing, and also because sustaining forests is crucial in our fight against climate change.
Brazil's ultra-right president, Jair Bolsonaro, is accusing his French counterpart of having a colonist mentality for saying the Amazon wildfire should be at the top of the Group of Seven summit agenda. He said the French president's suggestion that Amazon issues be discussed at the G7 without participation by the countries in the region evoke a colonist mentality that is out of place in the 21st century. He also said countries that send money to Brazil for the Amazon are not doing it out of charity, but with the aim of interfering with their sovereignty. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo assured Canada on Thursday that the United States is working to get China to release two Canadians it detained last year on espionage charges and cases linked to two U.S. charges against the chief financial officer of the Chinese tech company Huawei. Pompeo said at a news conference that China wants to make the two situations the same, but that the arrest of the two Canadians are not a matter of law, but revenge.
Please do know that our team is focused on helping those two Canadians be released. China needs to honor the commitments it's made to the world, and it's our expectation they'll do so, and we're working on it diligently. It's wrong that they're being held.
China detained the former Canadian diplomat Michael Kovarik and entrepreneur Michael Spavor in December 2018 in an apparent attempt to pressure Canada to release Meng Wanzhou. Meng, the CFO of Huawei, was arrested December 1st in Vancouver at the request of U.S. authorities. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Great. News. It's BOA.